USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mourners continue to place messages and flowers in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. in honor of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday at the age of 87. Hundreds have gathered at a time at the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court immediately following the news of Ginsburg's passing. Well-wishers leave flowers and signs and continue to break into applause and song. The American flag outside the Supreme Court has been lowered to half staff. Tropical storm Beta is churning in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting forecasters to issue hurricane watches for a swath of the Texas coast, spanning from High Island to Port Aransas. The slow-moving storm is expected to stay in the Gulf over the next few days before hitting land. The storm is the latest to form in a highly active hurricane season, so active that forecasters have run out of traditional storm names and have moved on to using the Greek alphabet to name new storms. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10,000, $20,000, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K formula flip kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K formula flip kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K formula flip kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K flip kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
President Donald Trump has announced billions in funding for Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory whose leadership the president has derided in the past as corrupt. Trump made the announcement in a White House news conference days after his Democratic rival Joe Biden introduced a new recovery plan. Asking why he's pushing for the aid package now so close to the election instead of a year ago, the president said, "We've been working on this for a long time and wanted to get it right." A federal judge has blocked Michigan's longstanding ban on transporting voters to the polls, ruling it conflicts with U.S. elections. Law. District Judge Stephanie Dawkins Davis in Detroit used an injunction against enforcing the restriction in November's presidential election. A form of the prohibition has been on the books since 1895. The ban had been challenged by groups including Priorities USA, a liberal super PAC that has said it plans to spend millions mobilizing and turning out voters in the battleground state, especially the Detroit Downriver chapter of the union-affiliated A. Philip Randolph Institute. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The COVID numbers worldwide continue to climb, and USA's Wendy King has more.
Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. India has the second highest number of cases worldwide at 5.3 million and the third highest number of deaths at over 85,000. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million and the most deaths, which is just now reaching 200,000. Brazil has the third highest number of cases at over 4.4 million and the second highest number of deaths at 135,000.
Tens of thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts have gathered in Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri for an annual bike fest at a time while that state is continuing to see rises in coronavirus cases. It's been a five-day festival that attracts motorcycle riders from around the U.S. It started on Wednesday. Last year's bike fest, Lake of the Ozarks, drew about 125,000 people. Missouri lifted its coronavirus restrictions in June when the state had just over 16,000 confirmed cases. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.